Hi, this is Wesley Cheney, and welcome to my podcast, Tell Me About Your Bike, the podcast about the meaning of life, the universe, and bicycling. We're celebrating Bike Month 2024 with a new season of content on Tell Me About Your Bike. First up is a group ride with Social Cycling Norfolk. Social Cycling Norfolk is all about getting butts on bikes in the city of Norfolk, Virginia. They believe that using bicycles for urban transportation will build a healthier and more vibrant community. They sponsor a number of rides, and my favorite is their weekly Wednesday night ride. I tagged along a few weeks ago, and I want to share what I heard. Not only do I podcast for fun, I also podcast for profit. You can commission a podcast from Rambling Ukulele Productions for your hobby, business, or passion. I'm working on a podcast for a martial arts studio right now, and I also produce custom celebration podcasts. If you have a special person in your life celebrating a birthday or graduation or other milestone, why not commission a podcast from us? I'll interview friends and family and create a unique gift. Click the link in the show notes for more information. Please like and subscribe to Tell Me About Bike on your preferred podcasting platform. It helps get this podcast in more ears. Leave a review and hit me up if you have a biking story to tell. I want you to tell me about your bike. Tell Me About Your Bike is also on Patreon. Patrons get a custom Tell Me About Your Bike sticker. So listen now to another exciting episode of Tell Me About Your Bike.
Look what Fred's doing.
Oh, hi. It's your one friend. You came before, right?
I made it. I'm here.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Hello.
Whose bike is it?
And we'll have to take pictures teabagging the bike and send it to him.
Now it makes sense why he wants to get rid of this car.
Hey, Fred.
We're going to go this way.
Downstairs.
I feel. Lion.
Grab that kickstand.
I'm terrified to ride.
Is that a
Kickstand
or
a wood? He wants you to stretch out those cables. I call them cables.
Doesn't make sense.
Oh, no, Made in America.
Made in America?
Have you ridden the steel one? Do you think it's different?
So many times that I got used to it.
Yeah. Used to do it right from East Coast Bicycles all the way to Ipswich and back.
But if you're on the road, you're coming right.
Yeah, but you see these guys were beasts. We rode
through
Ipswich. Through Ipswich.
and
that's like a glitch in the matrix.
Yeah. Them. No, matter of fact, one of them had a surly, old rigid steel backbite. And he was a beast. So I don't know what's in that bite. So I rolled it to me. You hear wow, wow, wow from around the
I
want one. What about those?
Those? Nah. I'm way too young for something like that.
When I forgot to take it to my nose, I was talking live and snoring. So when I can hear the cat,
the sun's hitting it just right. It does look
funny. I think that shit's hip-hop culture, too. If they made one for aging metalheads, maybe I'd buy it. Past that, like, that fence?
God.
Somewhere we're not allowed to go.
Spoke wrench and a pump. I'll hook it up right now.
A what?
Spoke wrench and a pump.
Yeah.
I'll hook it up right now. What happened to the wheel?
I guess maybe make sure
I was going to Berkeley and I felt something go crazy. I don't know what I did, but I thought it was my friend. So I was like, asking people to check my friend. I was like, something doesn't feel right. And then Brock was like, no, it's your wheel.
Let me take this.
good look at it, make sure it's not, the rim is not
banging.
Oh yeah, it's rough. I just want to make sure it's not banged. Because it's still, got a dip right there. But it's still true.
Yeah,
nah, that's the problem. Those are classics.
I mean, I understand that, but.
I'm about to cash in. I bought a gift card to the bike shop. I'm about to cash in. Let's go. Yeah.
Through extensive searching, you find something close.
I don't know. Why do we have to wait for them to come back over to go?
I think he went to find a safe route for us to go. Because as you see, he was coming up on it. It was blocked off. There you go.
Fred, I broke my bike.
Well, he knows. Hey, Fred.
We didn't go on the sidewalk.
Just a little. Just
take the way. You got a spoke wrench on you?
We'll just ride over there and figure it out. Now let's go.
Car back.
Hey, does everyone know Wes? This is Wes.
Hi, Wes.
Hi, Wes.
He has a podcast called Tell Me About Your Bike.
I do.
Check it out.
Mine's broken.
Go to Bike Norfolk. Use the links there.
Tell me about your bike, Wes.
Tell me. it's a Gary Fisher rig, 29er rigid.
He did a double century on that bike.
I did a double century on it.
It's got a little Mad Max vibe to it.
It does. It does. Big tires. God, well, I did the double century, but not on this bike. I've done a century off-road on this bike, and that was about 11 hours, 12 hours. It hurt. It hurt a lot. But I'm going to do it again. Twice this year.
How long did it take you to do the double century?
God. Well, that was on the road, so it was probably 14 hours, give or take. I don't know. It's been a decade since I did that.
You still build the bamboo bikes, right?
Nah, no more bamboo
one
bikes.
One flat, one chain.
I used to, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I thought I
would. Well, where should we go to eat?
Is that a rear view?
It is a rear view. Yeah. It's pretty useful. I enjoy it.
Have you seen that, like, Garmin camera? You can put it on the back of your bike, and it connects to your Garmin computer, and it glows, like, red if it's on behind me, or red screen if there isn't. It's pretty cool. Tori has the old school, the mirror.
So she has, like, a lot of the
crazy.
That's a very, like, sort of cover that I always hear, like,
Where's that light vest?
Yeah. It's cool, though. I like that.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be daylight.
Like, lion bag and a rubber band.
Yo, it's the guy.
That's the guy.
The Filipino food guy.
Hell yeah.
Mabuhay.
I watch that shit.
What?
He's so good. He does, he's on Instagram and probably TikTok too, but I'm not on TikTok fun enough. Yeah. He just goes to all these Filipino restaurants.
Where'd he go?
He goes to, I know what's down
there. He probably just wants to see him.
Maybe he's just a real person and he's just living his life, all right?
He's not. He's fucking got a fucking 35,000 subscribers. Which is
good. He spends a lot of time editing the
video. They're cool looking. And it's always nice to see your city. Yeah, and he does a good job. And it's Filipino, so I'm not already in my day. Where are we going? What's the podcast called?
Tell me about your bike.
Tell me about your bike. Is it on Spotify?
It is.
Cool. That's my way to listen to podcast.
It's on all of them.
It's on YouTube?
No, I don't do video. Cool. Well, I do video, but yeah. I don't do a video version of the podcast.
Sometimes you don't have to have a video. You could just have, like, your logo and have the thing on there.
Yeah, I could do that.
For some reason, I end up on YouTube a lot, too.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I, like, play YouTube in my car through the car speaker.
I do the same thing. Yeah. Are we waiting?
Stop at the block.
Yeah.
All right.
There's, like, some guys, I call them storytellers.
Yeah.
They just like tell stories on YouTube. Yep. It's just like a video of them talking. I don't care about watching them talk. I just listen to what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's kind of a podcast, right?
It is.
It's specifically this one guy. He just talks about like guys from war and what they did and how crazy they were.
Uh-huh.
And it's so sick. They gave them meth in World War II.
Yep.
And these dudes were all messed out just over there being savage. But yeah, sick, a double century is...
Well, it was a metric double century on this.
So what's that mean?
126 miles.
Oh, 126 miles, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I had forgotten about that. When he mentioned it, I was like, have I done 200 miles on this? I
don't think
I
have. He made 200K.
Yeah. We've no, he said double century, sure. And it was a double metric century.
Yeah. Oh, was it? I thought it was a...
Because I was like, no, I've wanted to do 200.
Grand Fondo, the Alpine Grand Fondo, I did it.
But I think I just want to ride for 24 hours straight.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
Not on this, but I've done that. I've done 4 days straight.
We did overnight, but we didn't.
But you slept, right?
Where is that Filipino dude?
2 hours?
Yeah, I'm about to say
hours?
A little couple naps.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
How were you covering a lot of hours or miles?
It was
were you chilling?
It was 1,200 kilometers, 720 miles.
In 4 days?
Yeah, 90 hours. I finished in about 86 hours.
Yeah.
90 hours was the cutoff.
Here they come, I don't know what I did.
Yeah. I think the most I did was like 131 in one shot.
We can do it.
I mean, I'll do whatever.
We can do it. Our longest ride is riding bikes.
I know, West Point was less than
what
I'm
doing. What was the longest one? It was...
Did you do all those big rides with a group?
I did like the I did a season of Brandon Uring, so that was sort of with a group. There's a lot of times when I was riding solo, but there was other times when I was riding with a group. And then the 200K, that the Alpine Grand Fondo was an organized ride. But I did it mostly.
What was the elevation like on those rides?
Hmm?
What was the elevation like on those rides?
Oh, pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
I did the Boston, Montreal, Boston, so that went over the Green Mountains in Vermont. And then the Alpine Grand Fondo is out of Harrisonburg.
Oh, cool. I've done some riding up in there.
Yeah, and so went over to the mountains into West Virginia. That was pretty good.
We did like this, they call it the Dynamo Ride.
Yeah.
It's every year on like the brightest night of the year.
Yeah.
They do like an over mile. They did 120 miles. I tapped out at 80. It was my first big ride ever.
Right, right.
And it was fucking insane for your first one ever.
Right, right.
Yeah. I didn't prepare, and, like, my lights died, and I didn't bring a battery charger. Like, you know, all this stupid shit.
Yeah.
And, man, but it was beautiful. It was the Shenandoah National Forest.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we just like only rode that for the whole time.
Oh, sweet.
But you had to ride to get to it, and then to get out of it was like an extra 40 miles each way or something. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Or no, not that much, but it was something.
Okay.
But it was sick.
Sweet.
The elevation was crazy. Like I said, it was my first big ride, and I never rode elevation like that. I was on flat pedal, flat BMX pedals.
Right.
On my first drop bar bike ever.
Cool.
My friend owns a bike shop in Harrisonburg called Bluestone Bike and Run.
Uh-huh.
And they throw crazy rides. He like rides from there to Washington, D.C. all the time.
Uh-huh.
He rides to Richmond.